Having said that, let's start with this first idea. I want you to imagine that you've been given this new case, and in 2 years, you have to prove to a jury how a Major League Baseball hitter hits a fastball. That's what your goal is. You have to prove to a jury in 2 years how this Major League Baseball hitter will hit a fastball. So what would you do if you first got that case? Well, you know nothing about baseball except you probably watched it. You'd look around the nation for the best expert on the physics of baseball. And you'd find at Yale University, Dr. Robert Adair has written 3 editions of a book on the physics of baseball. He has broken down into minutiae how a Major League Baseball player can hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And here's what he has to say. So I want you to think about all these facts. A baseball player has to hit that pitch in less than 350 milliseconds. Right, so how fast is that really? So if we go back to basic math, 1,000 milliseconds equals 1 second. So he has to hit that ball in just a little over a third of a second. But really, how fast is that? So let's do a demonstration. I want you to tell me what voluntary muscle can the brain activate the quickest of all the muscles in the human body? What is the one muscle voluntarily it can activate the quickest? Not a heartbeat, right? That's involuntary. That's happening all the time. What's the voluntary muscle? And I've got a prize for you if you can answer it correctly. Yes, sir?
Yes, eyes.
What'd you say?
Eyes.
Eyes, yes. So it's the blink of an eyelid. I'll give you a $2 bill, so it's a unique thing and maybe worth more if you'll pass that back than $2. So it's the blink of an eye. You can blink your eye in 150 milliseconds. That's the quickest you can do it. So I want you to see how fast that is, because that means this hitter is hitting it in less than 3 blinks of an eye. So on the count of 3...